Good evening, church. We have a very special guest speaker. He is a preaching elder. He is our preaching elder of Living Word Banawa, our main church. And may we all welcome Brother Bebs Ridulia.
May hapon niyo tanan. Mga igsoon, brothers and sisters in the Lord, it's my privilege to be here with you, fellowshipping with you, worshiping with you, and sharing the word with you. And let us all stand up and open our Bibles to Colossians chapter 1. We will be reading verse 13 to 14 of chapter 1, but we will be backtracking later as we expound on the word of God. So let us all read together verse 13 and 14. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we praise you and we worship you, for you are worthy indeed to be worshipped, to be thanked, to be praised, to be obeyed, because there is no God other than you. And Lord, we only stand here before you in your holiness because of your grace and your mercy. There's nothing in us, Lord, that we can be boastful about, that we can have the right to be in your presence. And so, Lord, this afternoon, I pray that you will anoint your word and you will anoint your servant as I bring your message to everyone. Open their hearts and minds, that your word may enter and continue the transforming work you have started in our lives. Father, we praise you, we bless you for whatever is accomplished this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's all sit down. The word change has become a byword recently and even today. People in our country want change. Do you agree? People in the world want change. Parents want their problematic children to change. And children want their problematic parents to change as well. I remember when I was young, and my parents were strict. And my mother was the disciplinarian because my father was working. And so, of course, it was my mother who had the responsibility to scold us, to reprimand us, and sometimes to beat us with a stick. And so there came a time when I said, I wish my mother was the mother of my friend, not his mother. Of course, that we were young, so we didn't understand what the point of discipline was all about. And people want our officials to change the way they are running our government, but are not willing to change the way they conduct themselves as citizens of our country. The problem many times is that we might be desiring others to change, but the question is, are we willing to be changed? Now, there are two kinds of ways to change the conduct of a person. In the course of our ministry, ministering to government workers, officials, agencies, in our ministry called Sparks, we have been conducting seminars for them, as well as for private institutions. And I studied other countries that have a low level of corruption, like Singapore, Japan. They're in the corruption index, they're very low compared to other countries in the world, including the Philippines. And in a study done by a political scientist, a Singaporean, they found out that one of the major factors was the swift enforcement of laws in the countries that have low corruption index, so that those who engage in wrong things are deterred from doing them because they know that they will be caught and punished, and the rewards therefore are very little, so they might as well obey the law. But in countries where the chance of getting caught and punished is very low and the reward is big, then the index of corruption is high. So what does this simply mean is, this is the first kind of behavior control, an external force or an external way of changing the conduct of a person. Now, so what? How does this happen? It is a change, as I have mentioned earlier, in a person's behavior, but there is no really inner character change. Let a Singaporean live here for a few months. Let a Japanese live in the country for a few months. Or a Korean, they will begin to act like Filipinos. This is the external kind of control to change the behavior, the pattern of behavior of a person. And this, as I said, this is external. There is a presence of external forces compelling the person to behave accordingly. Otherwise, he gets punished. Now, the other one is the internal kind of change. There is a change in a person's behavior because his inner character has been changed. So there is first a change inside, and then it is demonstrated outside. This is brought about by the power of God, enabling him to overcome his self-centered and law-breaking nature. Remember that we were all born with the sin nature, the rebellious nature. Now, if there's anyone here who does not have that rebellious nature, I just want to meet you and know you. Is there anyone here without that nature? I'm a pediatrician by profession, and I have always seen kids. They're small, less than 1 year old. And then I have toys outside, and when they have these toys, they gather all, sometimes some kids gather all the toys for just for himself. And then when other kids would try to get some, they would fight, and sometimes they will crumple the faces of the other kids. Nobody's teaching them. They have that selfish, self-centered, rebellious nature. So in this kind of change, a person conducts himself right because of his love of God and his desire to honor God in his life. So even in the absence of someone watching him, his tendency is to do what is right. I was in Dubai last year because my daughter works there as an administrator of a multinational church. And one time we were riding on a taxi going to a certain place. I noticed there were no police cars, there were no policemen, traffic cops, there were none. And yet, when the yellow light means caution, they slow down, and then it's red, they all stop. Nobody crosses that line for the pedestrian at all. Unlike here, where you have cars on the pedestrian lane, motorcycles, and the the traffic enforcer is just there watching. There was none. So I said, how come you behave very well here? You follow the traffic rules. He said, sir, if we violate, we will have to go home because the fine is very, very expensive. There are CCTVs all over. So the police are just watching there in their air-conditioned room for any violators. So again, external force, external change. Now, so let me explain to you about this kind of internal change. The kind of change that will have a profound impact in our lives if we sincerely take God's word by faith. This change is brought about by the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why is that? Because the gospel message is deeply personal. It's personal. The gospel message is for each one of us. It's not like, okay, the whole group, this is for you. No, it's individual. Of course, it affects a collective eventually, but it starts with individual lives, individual hearts. And it's amazingly transformative. It transforms you. It changes you. He who began a good work in you shall finish it to completion to the day of the Lord Jesus. It transforms. It's remarkably practical because it affects every aspect of your life and obviously relevant. It's relevant to our lives. Now, those who have experienced the power of the gospel can attest to these truths. If you have not experienced what it is to be born of God, you have not experienced an internal change, you won't believe it. I have friends who play golf with me, and they are businessmen, and they tell me that it's impossible to be a businessman and follow right God's ways in dealing in business, because they have not experienced what it is like to be living in the power of God. Now, those who have experienced His power, as I said, can attest to the truths. And the impact will last not only in our lifetime, but throughout eternity. The changes in our character, that is what we will bring into eternity. There is nothing that we possess in this world, not your house, not your nice car, not your bank accounts, or anything you have, your jewelry, or your money, can you bring into eternity. So the question is there hope? We look at our country, we look at the world. Is there hope that a man or a woman can change for the better, in fact, for the best? The answer is a resounding yes. The problem is that the world, most of the world, do not believe. And that is why this internal change will be experienced only by the minority. Narrow is the road, but wide is the gate, that leads to destruction. But narrow is the road that leads to life, but broad is the road that leads to destruction. So most people would go the easy way, but this is the hard way. The Christian life is not an easy life. Who says that the Christian life is an easy life? I would like to see somebody's hand raised. It is not easy because you go against the ways of the world. Now, Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, really, if you think hard about it and meditate on it, this is the turning point for a changed life. This is the point where the past gave way to the present and the future, where the dark past gave way to a bright and glorious present and future. The Apostle Paul is explaining here about a change in the lives of believers. This letter was addressed to believers in Colossae. And he was pointing out to them that they came from a very desperate condition to an incredibly awesome one. This fundamental change begins with a rescue operation by God. He is the rescuer. Colossians 1:13 says, "For He rescued us, for God rescued us." Now, to rescue means to liberate, to save, or to set free. So we ask ourselves, what did God rescue us from? For God rescued us. What does the Bible tell us about the predicament we were in that desperately needed rescuing? Diba? Kung makaluwas ta sa atong sitwasyon, we don't need to be rescued. Ang imurang luwason, kanang tao, di kaluwas ang kagalingon, right? But the Bible is very clear that it says, for God rescued us, for He rescued us. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness. That's what verse 13 says. Darkness is experienced when light is absent. Pagarang suga, bro, pwede ba na makontrol ninyong light mapaong? All the lights, if possible. Dile? Dim light, good mo dream, mura sa diskuhan. Because I wanted to show you a kind of total darkness. Darkness is experienced when light is absent. Napamanggit gapon dere. Hasta ang akong tablet. Okay, very good. Napagyapo yung hayag des gawas, pero sige na lang kayo. Okay. When light is absent, there is darkness. Now, og total paninga, without any light whatsoever, we will not see anything. Ipasigag balik, bro. Thank you. So what happens is that if there's total absence of light, even if I can see, I will have difficulty moving around or, you know, going to the door. Why? Because there's total darkness, absence of light. The other reason why there is darkness is that a person is blind. If you close your eyes, you can still notice, you can still see light. You close your eyes, notice, you can still see light. Of course, di kakikita sa figures at all, but you will know that you're seeing something bright. But if you cover your eyes with both hands like this, you will not see anything. Notice? It's completely dark. Okay? So, absence of light, or you are incapable of vision. Now, the Bible tells us that God is light. The heavens declare the glory of God. Nobody can deny just by looking at the firmaments, you know that there must be someone who made all these wonderful things. God reveals Himself through the glory of His creation. God, who is light, is always present, but it is man's blindness to spiritual things that makes him unable to see or understand. Notice, you notice before, come on, ay nag-share ninyo sa gospel, di mong kasabot, di tang kasabot, mga way pata, kay Osborne, ako nimo akong religion. Muna itong kuhan, nataw ko nga yung unani ko, magpakamatay sa ko nga, magpabilin ko yung unani, di ba? Notice, ay uban, mga sarado, kandado, kay labay ng labi. Inigimat yun na, unsa ganitong imong gisulti. Just recently, the father of, the grandfather of, actually the father of my patients, when they, so they were, his children were my patients. So, when he was young, he was a customs police here in Cebu. So, there were times when I would invite him to our men's Bible study, and he would always have excuses, but he would say, I will try. The Filipino, I will try, that means, ay nalagpaabot. Di ba? Ang Pinoy, di man gusto mo mag-uol ka nga gibalibaran. So ayan lang ako, ha? So he always did that. Until nga, his children grow up, and then, nga minyo na sad, so ang iyan na sa mga apo, siya na siya magdadaha sa akong opisina. Siya magiging ako mga anak, mga badlongon, magsalig sa lolo. Okay, so ang lolo na magdadaha dito. Then I invited him again through the years. Until his children left for abroad. So, wala namin say apo, wala namin magkita. So, that was many years ago. Nangaminyo na God. So, can you imagine how many years na? 30 years plus. Probably 35. Then, one day, I got a call from my daughter. And she said, Dad, the father of my classmate who used to be your patient is here in my clinic. I said, and he wants to talk to you in your office. I said, okay, let's have an appointment. So, that same guy, the father of my vision, he wanted to talk to me. Why? Because my daughter diagnosed him of having brain cancer. So he needed a big, very big problem because it was a fatal illness. But God didn't give up on him. Notice, God did not give up on him. So one day he came to the office with his sister, his niece, and one other person. And there in the office, he was sobbing and crying because I told him frankly that he had very little time. At first, he was in denial, but eventually, I had to counsel him. I didn't give him a time frame, but I told the sisters, it would be good if he will survive for another 3 months. He just lasted for 2 months. So about a week before he died, I was able to visit him in the hospital, and he was very happy. Naluwas gihapon siya. Anong gahig ulo, bitaw, pero may gani atong ginoobutan. No? Mapailubon, mapaaboton. No? Stilan. Huwag parihapan nato, huwag yung maluwas. Diba, sahayin natin siran, sige tagsiran, gihayagawa ni mata, mag-imperno ka na lang, kaya mo na gusto. You know, we were held captive, kept in spiritual darkness. If it were not for the grace of God, no? We were in sin, separated from our Creator. On our own, huwag yun. Now, I noticed that lost, darkness, and dead are some dead. So, lost, nasaag, darkness, kangit-ngit, dead, patay, are some of the words that the Bible uses to describe our fallen condition sa atong pagkamakasasala. John 3:19, for example, says, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. And then Luke 19, verse 10 says, for the Son of Man, means Jesus Christ, came to seek and to save what was lost. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, gives us a detailed description of what it is being under the power of darkness, what it is to be in the power of darkness. It says, As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world, and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also live among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following his desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. That's a detailed description of what we were like. We had no power. We were enslaved. That's why you will notice that as you become a Christian, there is now a struggle inside. It doesn't mean that you do not have those old desires. The old desires will still be lingering inside of you. That's why you have to deprive that of the nutrition that it needs to grow in your life and control your life. You need to nurture your new spiritual life so that you will have the greater power to overcome temptations and sin. So in other words, we were led about by powerful spiritual forces and we had no power to overcome them. Our thinking was centered on ourselves, on temporal things, and distracted from the need of nourishment for our souls because our minds were darkened. Kana mga palahubog, you try to talk to them. Ang ganan siya, bugal-bugalan ka lang yun. They will call you names. Their minds are darkened. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 says, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light. That's why they do not believe the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18 and 19 says, they are darkened in their understanding. That's what we were before. We were darkened in our understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more. You notice when a person is in bondage and he has not been set free by the power of Christ in his life, what happens is they crave for more, for more, for more. They become addicts to power. They become addicts to fame. They become addicts to money. They become addicts to possessions. They become addicts to drugs. They become addicts to sex. Never, never satisfied. Because of our disconnection from God, we gave our lives to the wrong things. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21 says, the acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, pride, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. This is the lifestyle of a person who is separated from God. Doesn't mean that a Christian does not commit sin. He still does. But sin is no longer reigning in his life. Otherwise, then we would be perfect already. But you will agree with me that we go through life being transformed, being sanctified on a daily basis. So sum up our desperate condition that needed rescuing us, as Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 says. This was our desperate condition, as the Bible says. We were dead in our sins. We were separated from God. We were in spiritual darkness. We were children of the devil. We were objects of wrath. We were on our way to hell for eternity. Paita, no? And sometimes people who are lost and in darkness and who are spiritually dead would even joke about it and said, mas mayo to dito sa impyerno. Kaya daghan ko classmate dito. Malingaw ko dito. Daghan ditong inum. Because they do not know the truth. If they could only experience even a minute in hell, they would never, ever make jokes like that. Because hell is a terrible place. So this was the sad reality before God rescued us. We were once in bondage to the spiritual powers of sin and Satan. That's why we can see why it was not difficult for us to blend in with the ways of the world. So, na bay, dali bay. Tagay. Pila rago niya. Di ba? Pray. Kuyo, kuyo, gutudo. Di ba? Why control? Dere pray. Wa bitas mare. Ang ikadlukan lang, huwag na ang asawa. Huwag ang asawa, muragiring. This was the desperate condition we were in that needed rescuing. But God rescued us from the dominion of darkness by His grace and mercy. He took us out of it. He took us out of that mud. So we ask ourselves, why? Why did God do that? Why did God rescue us? Can you give the reason? Can you find a reason? Scriptural. The heart of the message of the gospel is found in John 3:16. It says, and gives us the reason why. For God so loved the world. For God so loved Jojo. For God so loved Jess, for God so loved each one of you, including me, that He gave His only begotten Son, that you who believe in him will not perish but have eternal life. It was his great love for us that prompted God to do what he did, to rescue us. If God did not do it, if God did not rescue us from darkness and spiritual death, we would have remained in our lost condition, separated from him, poor stewards of our lives, self-centered on our way to hell and without real hope in life. You will know that God is at work in your life and that your old nature sometimes will crop up. Kana mag-drive. Mag-drive mo? Unya katan lang mo sa motor? Unya napit ka banggaan? Nakatawa mo ba na eh? Or taxi ba ron? Jeepney? Sometimes we commit crimes already in our hearts. We still struggle. Di kayo ang mga babae. Naapod mga babae ang mga isog po. Ay, blood cell. Pero usually, ang men. Is the men good? Niya, labi nagtanaon, tutok-tutokan. Mau pa nangilog o lugar. Even in such small things, makaganan siya lang. But thanks be to God. Because He not only rescued us from the dominion of darkness, but He brought us into the kingdom of His Son He loves, which is a kingdom of light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Therefore, since Jesus is the light of the world, whoever is united with him has the light of life and walk that life in a new way. So, therefore, when you do something that you know is wrong, you know it's wrong and your conscience is bothered and the Holy Spirit is grieved in you. Right? That's what happens. There is an internal control already so that there is a growing internal change in your character. God is shaping. So you'll notice, asa itong imong weakness, adto na i-allow ang testing ni mo. Impatient ka. Padadaan yung kag problema ng tao. Di ba? Imong weakness is pride. Padadaan yung kag situation sa Ginoo nga ang imong pride mas talk yun. But you have to learn to be humble. Now, because God rescued us and brought us into the kingdom of His Son, Jesus Christ, two wonderful things have happened. You remember this? Kainindot mo ni. Number one, God changed our position. Verse 14 says, we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 and 14 also concurs. God made you alive with Christ. Where you were before spiritually dead, God made you spiritually alive in Christ. He forgave us all our sins. He forgave you all your sins. From the time you were born up to the time you die. The first time I read these verses of Scripture, I have a hard time accepting this. Maybe God forgave all the wrong things that I did before. But you know, that's why this is a struggle among new Christians. Okay, hi kayo. Okay, wow, I'm forgiven. I'm free. And then it begins to walk on fire kayo. And then suddenly, bang, hagbong. We fall into sin. We disobey God. How come? Then you begin to ask yourself, how come? I'm born again. I'm a Christian. And yet I fall. God, di na sa kuluwas ron. Impirno na sad ko. Yay, paita ni. That's your struggle because we are used to paying a price for everything that we do. We're not used to being given something for free. And in fact, people, it's common for people to say, gipasaylo na tika sa imong sa, pero di ko kalimot sa imong ibuhat na ko. Notice, the mark is always there. The mark of what you have done is always there. But God says that when He forgives, He forgets. Ano, of course, but He does not put your sins into account anymore. He does that not for us to make it a license for sin so that His grace might abound in our lives. No, in order that we may seek to glorify God in our lives and to thank God for what He has done. If you, for example, were in the death row because of a crime punishable by death, yan, nanagyo ka dito sa silda, niya naka-schedule na imong adlaw ihawo no naka a capital punishment man, and then the son of the judge came and offered himself to die in your place. so that you will not go through the execution. And he really did it with the consent of the judge who was the father. Sa kaya mo batiyon, no? Pagwaso na ka sa silda, tagangag certificate, ang condition is nga mutuo ka. Dawato ni mo ang iyang certificate nga gibayaran na. Di ka ka magluksu-luksu sa kalipay. Di ka ka magsigiginumdum atong anak sa huwis. We follow Christ as Christians because we thank God and we for what He did. And we love God, not because we are afraid of God. He has become our Heavenly Father. It says, God made you alive in Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the written code. It's paid for. All the commandments of God, we violated. Jesus' blood cleansed all those violations that we did. With its regulations, it was against us and stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. Incredible what Jesus did for us. As sinners and rebels, forgiveness is our greatest need, and God has forgiven us. One psychiatrist in one book that I read says that the mental institution in England, 70% of those who are in mental institutions could be set free if they experience forgiveness in their lives. Every sin we ever did that stood against us before God has been removed forever and washed away by the blood of Christ who died on the cross on our behalf. Psalm 103 verse 12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. So far, from the east to the west. How far is the east to the west? Tanaw ka dito sa east. Doon na ba na kinutuban ang east? Doon na ba ending ang west? You go into infinity, practically infinity. So far. That's what it means when you have been redeemed. That's what it means by God who has forgiven us. That's why we can stand before Him as clean and spotless as if we have never sinned in our lives. And He has rescued us, saved us from His righteous judgment and condemnation. That's why the Apostle Paul in chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Second thing that happened, wonderful thing that happened, God qualified us to partake of His inheritance. This is why we should be thankful to the Father who has made us fit to share all the wonderful things that belong to those who live in the kingdom of light. Now, remember that inheritance, okay, is bestowed only to children as a matter of rule, a general rule. Okay? So we ask ourselves, how did we become God's children? John 1:12 tells us, to all who receive Him, to those who believe in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. It was our faith in Christ whose blood purchased us out of slavery of sin or to sin that brought us into the family of God. God gave us a new life by the new birth. I was born again. That's the new birth in 1979. That was my second birth. My first birth was in 1951 by my mother. So I don't know when you were born of God. That's why Jesus emphasized those words, born again, twice in John chapter 3. He said, you cannot see, you cannot enter the kingdom of God unless a man is born again. And because God made us His children, we are His heirs and joint heirs with Christ. So as a young Christian, when I read this, it says the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit in Romans chapter 8, verse 16 to 17. The Spirit testifies with our human spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in His sufferings, in order that we may also share in His glory. Pastilan mga igsoon. Tuwan na tas langit. Magtanaw tas ginoong na appeal ta dito. We are undeserving. Nanapin tagin mo, salamat yun, naka-appeal yun ko din. Itong akong silingan, wag yung taon. Gayag ulo, hindi yun maminaw. So see, it's important that we share this good news to our family members. Because in eternity, we will be recalling, asa naman to si Kwan? Asa mo to? Isn't it our instinct to look for our loved ones there? Unya, ingnon ka ni Jesus nga, did you tell them? Did you tell them about this good news? Hadlok mangugo, awayon unya ko, libakon unya ko, wala na lang ko musulte. So as members of God's family, we are privileged to partake of the wonderful of these wonderful blessings from God. And Paul said it in this way, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Now, ato nang i-elaborate pwede nang dakuha kayo na. Every spiritual blessing in Christ, we are recipients of these blessings. Now, what are these, some of these blessings, lavish blessings that God has given to us? Number one, new spiritual life that is eternal. Second, we have new relationships. Heavenly Father, God now is our Heavenly Father. We have a new family. You have become a member of I have become a member of God's family with you. And all other believers throughout the whole world. We are one family. We have one spirit. That's why if you are a Christian, you go to a fellowship in another country, you're so at ease. You have the same spirit in you. When I was attending the fellowship in Dubai, there were multinational attendees. There were Pakistanis, there were Afghanistans, there were South Africans, there were Europeans, some were Chinese, Filipinos. There was an Arab guy who said, oh, he's my long-lost brother. Look at me. He said, I'm Filipino. That's what we have. A new kingdom. We belong to God's kingdom. We have, therefore, a new king. And the king is King Jesus. We have the indwelling Spirit of God whose power gives us the light to know God personally. Unlike before, magampo ta, bangga las bongbong. Now when we pray, we know that God listens to us. And this presence of the Holy Spirit guarantees our inheritance. If you have the Spirit of God, that is a guarantee, a deposit of our inheritance from God. Number three, we have a citizenship of heaven. May gabi mga citizens sa kalangitan. You are citizens of heaven. You're not just Filipino citizens, but you are citizens of heaven. You have an expectation at in the future, even if you die physically, that you will partake of the resurrection. On the day of the resurrection, you will rise from the graves with your new bodies, glorious bodies. Improved version. Number five, heaven is your eternal destination. Where before our destination, we were going to hell. Now we're going to heaven. That's why a genuine born of God will not be afraid to face death. I have been counseling dying people for many years already. A believer who has grown spiritually, nindot kayo. Kanang magbabay pa mo, murabi ta mo nagpa pre-departure nga party. Lahi kayo katong wa kailas Ginoo, wa relasyon sa Ginoo. Di ko gusto mamatay. Usahay, dunay uban, mag-visions pa sila. Kuhaon sila mga itom kuno nga mga tao. Di ko gusto mukuyog ato nila, kapiting ilara itong mga nao. This is a real story. The father of my patient, and he was in the hospital because of pancreatic cancer. So I offered my service to visit him, counsel him, and the kabit di ito niya, di ito niya asawa, biya niya asawa, would not want me to counsel the man. But what happened when one day, okay na kuno nga mabisita ko, so I went to the hospital, and the sick patient with cancer was kuma naman ni. Saan mo nina ako pag-counsel? Mo din isugot nga akong counselan. Kaya naman i-counsel mo ng gakuma man ang presinte. So lain o motive ang katong iyahang kalibin. So ako lang gihunghong niya. Niya kakusog kong tingog. Kaya hopefully makadungog pa siya na ako. Didn't move at all. So I left. You know, the following day, that patient woke up. Namata. The first thing he said, mata siya. Like this. Pagkangilan ato nilang mga naong di ko, gusto mo kuyog ato nila. So, namata man si Manoy. So, the brother again asked me to come. Di na sad musugot ang babae. Kaya namata naman. Maulian o niya. Biyaan niya siya. So, ang sad musugot. So, nakauli. They went home. Huh? Imagine ka, terminal cancer. Nakauli. What siya, mga cured siya yung kwan. But he recovered from his coma. One week after, nabalik na sa na nag-coma, goodbye, nag-yod. So katong padoong niya makuha, nakuha, nag-yod siya. He did not also assert his role, nga lucky good siya. Ganong ang usa may magbuot. So things like that. No? Lahi kayo, because I also counseled ka ng mga Kristiyanon for or katong nakadawat na lahi gyud. Ang testimony sa Holy Spirit diha sa imong heart and the Word of God, these are the ones that will really comfort you. Not the words of your friends, pick. Ningon lang na, pray, okay ra lagi pray. Okay ra. So a lot of people don't want to visit a person who is very sick or dying because they don't know what to say. Kaya sila mismo, masagay bawa ganun sila, asa sila pa doon. So these are the inheritance that every person who is born of God receives. And Peter says, inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. This is the real deal, the real change, internal change. And only the power of God can do that. As I end this evening's message, I would like to ask someone to give his testimony, a brief testimony of his life. A person who was addicted to drugs. Not only addicted to drugs, he was also a pusher, but he was rescued by God, brought out from the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of light. And he is now a pastor of Living Word. So let me call on Brother Jess Reguero.
Mayong gabi, I thank the Lord for the privilege of coming here and share with us what He has done in my life. This is my second time na naka-anhi din ni. I think congregation to ni Pastor AJ na naka-share ko sa akong testimony. And ako si, my name is Pastor Jesus Reguero. They call me JC. Medyo gipanindot nila akong pangan. I'm presently pastoring Living Word Pardo. Now, before I came to the Lord, I was a drug addict for 9 years. I started sniffing rugby. Cheap, no? So, ingos og rugby. And then marijuana. And taking cough syrup. And I also use injectable drugs. In fact, tungod sa akong inject dito sa Hungkira, I contracted hepatitis C. And last 2005, a friend doctor of Dr. Redolia told me that I only have 6 months to live again because of that virus, hepatitis C virus. And praise the Lord, gi-extensionan sa Ginoo ako kinabuhi. Nakaabot pa kong 2017. Kanya napunan pa akong anak. Napay plano ang Ginoo. Now, the drug that hooked me more than any other drugs is shabu. And I even engaged in selling shabu, drug pushing, though ginagmay lang, no, that time. Because of drugs, my life was literally ruined, a big mess. I stopped going to school. I seldom stay at home. Sige kung ga, burdo sa gawas. My life for 9 years practically revolved around drugs. And during that time, when I wake up from sleep, the first thing na maabot sa akong nahuna is, asa man ko makakitag kwarta, you know, just to sustain my, you know, my addiction. I would do, during the time, I would do anything just to be able to buy drugs. Walay counsel, walay tambag na mutalab. Akong mama, akong mga uyuan had been counseling me, pero walay nitalab. I was even into stealing, pickpocket, and I was even into snatching. Ako mga silingan, pag mauli ko, bisan basa-basa pa itong ilang mga hinayhay, ilan ang hipuson. Kahit that time, dili pa man to usong ukay-ukay. Bisan uspag-uspag ng pantalon, mahalin bagyog 50. Pwede pa ipalit og tunga sa dick. kung na-drug user, kabaho mo sa akong giingon. And I was imprisoned 3 times. Though detention siya lang kukutob kay na ako'y tiyo na mga connections. So maariglo lang ko. Once na-detain ko for 5 days sa Panganiban Police Station, lapit sa City Hospital. And once sa Puente Osmeña, and na-detain ko 3 days dito sa Pardo Police Station. And again, these are drug-related cases. Now, my mother was skin and bone because of consumption nako during the time. Talagsara ang simana na walay sabvina na maabot sa amo. And sa kabati sa kumbangan, there was a time na naay mga nangawa na fighting cock sa among silingan. Bisang dili ako'y nagkuha, gidiritso ko dakop. Iuna-iuna nakabati itong akong pangan. Now, humanly speaking, my life in drugs was seemingly beyond redemption. And in the eyes of men, practically, I was a hopeless case. Kung naabtan ko sa present administration, number one ko nga ay hindi stukhang. So sad, last week, namatay ako ang pag-umangkon because of tukhang. Fatal shot yun. And buutan-buutan pa to siya, kumpir na ko. Matugkos kulon, labad kuso sa mga tao. Ang tinuod kun wala ako usba sa Ginoo, kun magkatapad ta mahadlok mo nga mukumbiyansa sa inyong pitaka. Inguna, yeah, just simply by looking at me, kahibaw ko dili ka at peace kun maduol ko nimo during that time. But you know, during the time there were moments that I desire for change. Na yung mga panahon, ito panahon na nga kanang gusto kong mausab. I was practically a good boy with a good school record during my school days. Pinangga ko sa akong mga teachers. And there were times na nag-desire ko nga, ganahan ko mabalik ato nga tayo nga good boy ko. Maayo ang pagpadako. Maayo ang pagpadako sa akong mga ginikanan ako. Now one time, one of my high school teachers happened to see me in jeepney terminal in Tabunok, maumunday akong standbayanan, Tabunok, where I used to hang out and make money. You know, dito na pita. And the moment he saw me, ningingon siya nga, Jesus, naunsa naman ka? Di siya ka, yeah, that's my name. Jesus, naunsa naman ka? And suddenly, nitanaw ko sa samin sa jeep, kung naunsa naman na ituod ko. Ang tinuod lang. Now, my teacher saw that I was so far from who I was before during my school days. And he saw that the potential they perceived in me when I was still in school was practically not there anymore. Ruined life. Na ako'y mga nakitaan nga, naka-istorya karong bag-o na ila kong nakitaan before, sa dito pa ko sa drugs, ningingon sila murag hopeless na gito ang akong kahimtang. And nakapangutana sila, giyon sa mana ni mo, nganong nausaban ka. And that encounter with my high school teacher somehow intensified my longing for change. And in my desire for change, I tried so many methods. Nagsuway ko og New Year resolution. Kabaho man siguro tayong New Year resolution, di na tsuko, manaad. And nakasuway kong palihi. Kinsaya, pamilya rin yung palihi. Ako may prumdi din eh. Mga city boy o city girl mo. Palihi is a belief that when you abstain from drugs or any vices January 1, you will not do drugs or any vices the whole year. So that's what we call palihi. Inig iniro uno, bagong tuig, di yun mo gawa sa balay, magbinutan yun aron the whole year, buutan ka. Uy, wala. It didn't work. Pagkapit sa dos, natingob hinoon. Kaya medyo nalaming man sa January 1. I even tried writing my vices on a paper, piece of paper, and then burn the paper and threw it in the window. Magdagkot og kandila at to sa bintana, unya, ang papel nga gisuwatan sa vices, dagkutan na it sa ang isa wilik ang papel na di gyud lingion, believing na inigkaupo sa papel, mausab na, mawaan na itong mga vices. Inawa, gihapon ko na usab, maugihapon ko. And my mother even sought the help of a quack doctor, albularyo, among tawag anak dito sa probinsya. Dool sa akong mama og albularyo, and then ang albularyo told her na gipangayoan ni og hikayan sa apuhan. Kanang, I don't know kung familiar mo din eh. And ingon ang albularyo nga mag-ihaw ta og baboy na ugis and then manok na ugis pito ka buok latan, so ihaw jud akong mama and then ayaw pa asin eh, dili butang asin and then gibindisyonan sa albularyo and paghumandig pangaji didto sige asin eh, kaon siya, nabusog ang albularyo, adik rigod gihapon ko. You know, all of those efforts failed to deliver the change I so long to desire. You know, the time. Ganahan ko mausab, pero kato nga mga methods, wala nag-deliver sa chance nga ako ang gipangandoy. Naigo ko atong kanta nga, gusto kong bumait, pero di ko magawa. The first time na nakadugo ko ang kanta, nakaingon ko ako na, gusto kong bumait, pero di ko magawa. Huna-huna lang, like, ako, I was like a paralyzed person nga, with all mental power, gustong mabarog, pero huna-huna lang, like, nagdako. Di kahimo, nagtukar sa gana sa bisyo, balik regud gihapon sa drugas. And because of that, I was thinking na probably maurag yun siguro akong role sa kinabuhi. Ani ra siguro ko. And because of my frustration, kung ani na lang ko, may pagwa na lang. Akong mama, bukog panit, maluoy ko. Inighilak niya, maluoy yun ko. Pero inigtukar sa gana sa Cebu, wala, balik rin gihapon ko sa Cebu. First degree kasi na ko, nga ako'y nagtudlo o Cebu, namatay. Kay nahay, nangitag-away, gidunggab, patay siya. So, grabe ang condemnation na kayong ko nga, kuningunani na lang ko, gusto kong mausab, di makumausab. And so, kuningunani na lang ko, may pagwa na lang. And because of that, you know, frustration, I contemplated to commit suicide. Kung kuningunani lang ko, may pagwa na lang, I plan to get myself run over with 10-wheelers. Katong atong time, bago pag nahuman ang flying over sa Tabunok. And ang pagion dito sa flyover, katang mga dagko na mga truck, 10-wheelers, na kusog managan, I was thinking na kung mukalit kog labang, kausarag yung ko. And ang tinuod, because of my frustration, decided na ko na to end my life. But, you know, just in time, when I was about to commit suicide, a drug addict friend na wa na ko nakit a for more than a year, probably, ang iyangan si Robert Mamunta, naod siya o kanang pustiso, dental tech siya. You know, suddenly he came to me and shared me the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dito to nahitabo ilawom gyud sa fly, tumoy sa flyover sa Tabunok na katanaw-tanaw ko sa mga truck na kusog madagan. And you know, during that time, he told me that in Jesus Christ, there is still hope. You know, without me asking it, he just, you know, shared me the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. He told me, bro, napatay paglaom diha sa Ginoo. You know, diha ni Ginoong Jesus, pwede ta magsugod o bagong kinabuhi. You know, in Jesus Christ, we can start a new life. And he told me na walay guba na kinabuhi, bro, nga dili kayang ayohon sa Ginoo. Wa ko nangutan na, but all those things na akong gikinahanglan, iyang nasulti. And sa nagsigi siya, sulti na ako mahitungod sa Ginoo, at the back of my mind, nakaingon ko nga, dawaton, Ginoo na, apamangka, pero dawaton, baka ako sa Ginoo, ani? Sa tanan akong gipangbuhat daw, kaya pa kaong dawaton sa Ginoo. And you know, nigawa sa putsyang baba, ningon siya nga, ni anhi si Ginoong Jesus, bro, para sa mga makwadili, para sa mga matarong, ni Arisia, para sa mga makasasala, aron maghinulsol. Kitang makasasala, kita mo igianhi sa Ginoo. And before I knew it, nag-agas na ang luha sa akong mata. And in my heart, nakain ko nga, Ginoo, naapamanday ka. Ginoo, naapaday kang akong paglaom. You know, during all those years na naako sa drugs, muraog nawa ang Ginoo sa akong unahuna. So, nakain ko, Ginoo, naapaday ka. Then, sa iyang nanotice na naghila ko kilid sa karsada, iya kong gidaangad to siyang rented room nearby. And then, he read to me a couple of verses from scripture. And then, iya kong gipapray sa sinner's prayer. But you know, ni-pray ko sa sinner's prayer, but change did not come right after that. Human atong encounter, nibalik lang gihapon ko usuyop. Balik lang gihapon ko drugs. But you know, the value of that encounter is that it just birthed a hope in me enough to stop me from committing suicide. I think maoray purpose sa Ginoo ato nga encounter na mo. Again, after that encounter, I still went to Ermita, Bato Carbon. Kaya ato nga time na ko, dili tapisan asa makapalit og Cebu. Ang palitanan og Cebu the time is Bato Carbon and Ermita. And lately, pag giluwas ko sa Ginoo, ni branch out dito sa Talisay. Dito na pita. You know, real change finally came during Young Adults Camp 1995. Kung naay, medyo kalibil na kong edad, kahinomdom siguro mo sa Young Adults Camp 1995. Ang pastor na itong time, si Pastor Jess Caparos. And what happened is that I was in Colon, so high in Cebu, and gibiyaan ko sa akong mga amigo. Kaya ang uso na mo, pag wala kay kwarta, biyaan ka, kinagitawag o blainon ka. Wala na kay kwarta, wala na kay i-contribute, so maghinay-hinay sila kawa, and then ikaw na lang usa. That's mautoy na hitabo na ko. And sa dito ko sa Colon, wala ikwarta, wala ko kay baga sa kupadong, standby dito, there was this Robert Mamunta again. And he invited me nga mo appeal sa Young Adults Camp. You know, what happened was that there was a kanang camp delegate o sa ka-camp delegate nga nakabayad na sa iyang registration. Ang problema, dili siya maka-adto kay wala gi-approve ang iyang leave of absence sa trabaho. So, naay vacant slot, sayang man, kay nabayaran naman. So, they were practically looking for a filler. And the first person nga ilang nakitaan, ako dito sa Colon, bagong suyop. Hi, Joko, ato nga time. You know, when Robert invited me, practically, nibalibad ko, tungod kay, siyempre, walay kursunada, muadto camp, And then, wasab ko yung mga necessary things na gamitunon ni Kato sa kamkay. He invited me siguro mga 10 a.m. unang mga lakaw na alas 2 ka hapon. So, wala na ko'y time na muuli. And amazingly, what I don't have, mga kinahanglan nun para sa camp, gisuplayan ko ni Robert. Actually, si Robert Mamunta invested me a lot of things. You know, he invested me time, he invested me, you know, money, para lang yung kumada sa Ginoo. Wala ko'y t-shirt, gipamalitan ko niya o sanina, sa karsakar may pantalon, puli-puli mi, pantalon. Toothbrush, chinilas, you know, ang wala na ko, sa inisop, just aron madalang gugunya o camp. You know, we arrived in David Livingstone campsite, afternoon time, and pag-abot na ko dito, that was a kind of bad shot. Na bad shot yung ko pag-abot dito. Kay itagaan naman ko ni Robert og pocket money, so naana ako na una, naana ko'y pang tulak, naana ko'y pang inom. Ang problema, dito sa David Livingstone, nga sa Liloan, at bang sa Tumper Mountain, that time, usa lang kabuok ang sari-sari store sa ubos. 1995 ba man, dumingaw pa to dito. Inignaog na ko, kaya kung unahon na, mapalit ko Red Horse. Or Tanduay. Inignaog na yung mga campers na naa dito. So, mauaw man sa'yo kung mag-inom na naa sila dito. So, balik ko, ako unahon na, kung basig wala na, balik, naog na po kong balik. Inigbalik na ko, naa yung mga campers ito nag-standby. So, na bad trip ko, and niabot ang gabi eh, dili naman pagawas-gawason. So, murag life sentence ako itong entero gabi eh. Wala ko iinom, wala ko katog. 1995, bisan 50 pesos nga siya budi, giyo ka katog 24 hours. Pagdayon akong gibagos Ginoo, ingon sila, tag 4 hours na lang kuno ang tama. Sakto ba ko? You know, the first session came in the morning, and Pastor Dudong Salve, itong pastor na ito sa Cebuano, sa una, gibulihan na Pastor Alex, he preached about the Lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in that sermon, he explained to us the Lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said that, you know, all of us call Jesus Christ as our Lord, but ang problema na to, wala kayo takasabot, that's the way he explained it, wala kayo takasabot sa word nga Lord. And he explained na ang word nga Lord is from Greek word kurios, equivalent sa Hebrew word Adonai, which could also be translated as master. So kung gitawag na to si Ginoong Hesus nga Lord, ato siyang gitawag na master in Cebuano agaon. And he explained na kung ato siyang agaon, ato siyang master, kita iyahang mga servants, kita iyang mga ulipon. And then ingon siya, and he is so biblically right, nang ingon siya nga, walay slave, walay sulugoon nga magbuot-buot sa iyang buhaton. Ang trabaho sa sulugoon, muadto siya sa iyang master, sa iyang agaon, and mangutana siya, boss, unsa may akong trabahoon? Boss, unsa may akong lutuon? Boss, unsa may imong gustong akong buhaton ron? Ang trabaho sa master, dili magbuot siya unsa iyang buhaton, or sorry, ang trabaho sa slave or servant, dili siya wala siya katungod nga mo-decide unsa iyang buhaton, anang adlawa. Ang iyang prime duty is muduol siya sa boss, muduol siya sa master, asking na, boss, unsa may imong gusto? And you know, that explanation simply opened an understanding in me. Eh, nakasabot ko nga, Ginoo, maupaday yung adik gihapon ko karon kay ako pa may nagbuot na ko. I was calling you, I am calling you Lord, but I am still the boss of myself. Ako gihapon gusto, akong gisunod, akong ganahan, may akong giobey. I was practically serving myself. And then, wala na ko nang huma na naminaw sa uban niyang gi-explain. Dito sa Dublin, I had this private you know, dealing with the Lord. Ikistorya ko sa Ginoo, naingon ko nga, Ginoo, from now on, ikaw na yung magbuot na ko. Ginoo, taas nga panahon, ang akong gusto, akong gisunod karon Lord, dili na akong gusto, akong sunod, dili na ako'y magbuot na ko. Ginoo, ikaw na yung magbuot na ko. Ginoo, ang imo ng gusto, Lord, maoy matuman sa akong kinabuhi. Ginoo, ikaw na yung master, ikaw na yung boss. Lord, unsa may imong gusto sa akong kinabuhi? Ginoo, kana mo itaga ikatumanan. You know, kind of nakahimo ko og kanang total nga pag-surrender nako sa akong kaugalingon sa Ginoo anang time. And when I did that, grabing kalipay ni abot sa akong kasing-kasing. I started thanking the Lord. Lord, salamat Lord nga ikaw na gid akong boss. Salamat Lord, di na akong gusto mo, dili na ako mo agaw nako. Dili na akong gusto matuman, Lord. Salamat nga imo na yung gusto matuman sa akong kinabuhi. Salamat ikaw na gid Ginoo mo magbuot sa akong kinabuhi. Lord, tagay ko higayon nga mangalaga di mo hangtod mahuman ko kung kinabuki. And Lord, imo nang gusto Ginoo may matuman. And again, when I did that, grabe na joy na niaso kong kasing-kasing. Na maingon ko nga, mautoy klase nga joy na wala mahatag sa kalibutan. Later on, nakabasa ko sa libro ni Piper, he has kept on saying, all satisfying joy, mautong klase nga joy, akong natilawan. Takbaw joy nga, walay kuwang. And human ato nga sesyon, nakabantay ko og changes ako kaugalingon. Bugal-bugalon man ko, sabaan ko. Napriso gani ko one time sa akong kabugal-bugalon. Dinalin ako i-detali. Gamay rato pagkapriso hinoon. And human ato nga sesyon, naganahan ako mangita o kanang mingaw nga lugar, makigistorya sa Ginoo. And you know, there was this eagerness inwardly na mubasa sa Biblia just simply to know the will of my newfound master. Ang second session, I think that si Brother Ruby Casas siguro ito nag-preach and explain nga kung gusto kag-will sa Ginoo, ang will sa Ginoo na anas Biblia. And you know, ganahan eager ko nga mabasag Bible, aron makahibaw ko unsay gusto sa ako ang master. With that understanding na, Lord, dapat dili na ako'y magbuot sa akong kagalingon. Ang imo nang gusto, Ginoo, imo nang kabubuton, imo nang will na ako, imo nang will mo imatuman para sa akong kinabuhi. And every time na kanang mangita kog mingaw na makigistorya sa Ginoo, again, there was this joy. Muingon dyo ko mga igsuon nga, tinuod ko nang giingon sa Bible, in His presence is fullness of joy. I think tanang tinuod na makristuhano, nakatilaw ta na, makaingon good ta nga, test and see that the Lord is good. Amen? Nindot kayong Ginoo. Dito na ko nakapalagay ang katagbawan, kalipay nga na ikatagbawan sa kiliran ni Diyos Ginoo. Months after that camp, nakabantay ko, I was not into drugs anymore. Ang enjoyment, ang kalipay nga akong nasuwayan sa or natsinati sa drugas, nalabuan sa kalipay di as Ginoo. Nabag-o ko, dili tungod kay bawal sa living world ang drugs. Kung naapay karatula sa living world nga bawal ang drugas, di ko musod. Kaya you know, og wala tong kalipay sa Ginoo, ang pinakataas na kong kalipay sa Cebu. The first time nga nakasuyog ko, nakaing kumaon na ni kinabuhi. Pirting ninduta. Bisag nagkagidlay ka, feeling ni mo, nindot lang yun gihapon kayo. But you know, when I had this joy, nga gikan sa Ginoo, maingon ko nga, ang kalipay nga yas Ginoo, labaw kayo og kalidad sa kalipay nga akong nasuwayan sa drugas. Moto, nakabantay ko nga wala na ko sa drugas. And I had in my joyful desire na mangalagad sa Ginoo, and because of that I attended halos tanan ng mga ministry. Now that time didto pa ko sa ang Cebuano mangyo ko nga fellowship didto sa Cebu Coliseum. Huwebes lang ang bakante nako, Lunes na Amilakaw, Martes huwebes lang ang bakante nako. And sa you know in my kanang desire to serve the Lord, wa ko kabantay nga ginahinay nagbag-o sa gibag-o na sa Ginoo akong kinabuhi. You know, ang akong pamilya they started you know to see the change in me, and nakabantay sila nga na usab na uris dudong dili na hubog mauli na ang bagis nga naong medyo natarong-tarong. And you know, naghuna-huna sila nga kinis dudong may ilang tawag na ko, I was the only boy in the family, upat bi ka bagsuon. Ang ilang huna-huna, kinis dudong hapit na ni mamatay, nagmirida. Mamunay mo ang tuo-tuo dito sa bukid ba. Basta hapit na mamatay, magbinuutan na mamilin-bilin. You know, naglakaw ang mga simana, mga buwan, wala man mamatay. Unya, ang chains became even more evident. And they got curious, asa ko nagsimba. And ang una nga na nisunod na ko, actually gusto na sila nangusyoso lang aso magsimbahan, ang sunod nako nga manghod mabae, ang iyang bana karon pastor, paghuman sa simba dito sa Cebu Coliseum, nakita mi dito sa likod dugay kini barug pirtis ang hubagas mata, gitagbo sa Ginoo. So to make a long story short, ang akong entero pamilya in a span of I think 2 years giluwa sa Ginoo. No, kaming tanan gi nangalagad sa Ginoo. And you know, the trust nga nawa, ang ilang trust nga rin ako nga nawa because of drugs, gibalik sa Ginoo. And the Lord just graciously allowed me to serve Him kauban ron ako ang akong asawa and mao ni pinakagawa pang babae sa tibuok kalibutan para nako. Mr. Honey. Tinuod na dili na atik-atik. I am so thankful sa Ginoo. Moingon ko mga igsuon nga ang guba na kong kinabuhi giayos Ginoo. Guba as in guba giayos gina kasulog kog barong nakaatubang ko ninyo. This is all because of Jesus Christ. This is all because of my master. Ang title sa message, Rescued from the Kingdom of Darkness to the Kingdom of Light. And maunagi buhat sa Ginoo sa akong kinabuhi. Ikan ko sa total darkness, idakos Ginoo sa Kingdom of Light. And He planted my feet, you know, on a solid ground. So, to end this testimony, muingon ko na, you know, ang drug addicts, dili hopeless case diha sa Ginoo. Ang drug addicts, dili, sana siya. They are humans. They are loved by the Lord. Drug addicts are made in the image of the Lord Jesus of God. They are, you know, valued by the Lord Jesus Christ enough na nagpakamatay ang Ginoo para nila. And again, in Jesus Christ, drug addicts are not a hopeless case. Na ay paglaom gyud diha sa Ginoo. Kung niya ka o niya, probably you are struggling on drugs, I don't know, unsay atong gipangagian. But just in case kung naa ka and you are struggling sa drugas, sa drug addiction, well, muingon ko, naatay paglaom. But ang ato, you have to understand that your hope is not in you, ang imong paglaom, wala sa rehabilitation center, sa drug, or sa uban nga rehabilitation center, ang atong real nga hope na sa Ginoo. And pwede na dili ka drug addict. Dili lang man sad ang drugs maoy makaguba og kinabuhi. Actually, there are lots of things na pwede mo destroy sa itong kinabuhi. Well, whatever that might be na nag-destroy sa imong kinabuhi, nakakita ka nga ang imong kinabuhi medyo giguba. Well, I just want to tell you na I believe na atay paglaom. Amen? You know, I just want to tell you, the Lord loves you so much. He loves us so much, you know, that He died for us. And the Father in heaven loves us so much that He sent His one and only Son to bore the punishment of our sins. Aron through Him, mahigawas ta from the kingdom of darkness, madata na to sa kingdom of light. You know, in all these things, sa gibuhat sa Ginoo sa akong kinabuhi. By the way, presently ako na gitagaan kong higayon sa Ginoo ron na magpastor sa atong outreach dito sa Pardo. Gitagaan ko sa Ginoo og tulo ka anak, no? And with ang akong kapasidad sa una dili makagrow og pamilya. Again, napurma akong kinabuhi only because of Him. Sa tanang nahitabo sa akong kinabuhi ang akong pasidunggan walay lain si Ginoong Hesukristo. Himaya og dungog iyaha lamang. Amen.
As we end this evening's service, we still have to have a closing song. Are you blessed tonight? And we just praise God for everything that He has done in our lives. Brother Jess Reguero is a clear example of how God rescues a man from darkness and brings him into the kingdom of light. And only by His grace, only because of His great love for us. We have our own testimonies to tell. We'll have a lot of time telling each other when we are in heaven. So glory to God. Praise the Lord.